listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Adani Transmission, Adani Group's electrical power transmission company, has received shareholders' approval to raise up to Rs. 8,500 crore through issuance of shares via qualified institutional placement or other modes. The special resolution was passed with 98.64% votes in its favour. About 1,180 members holding 1.02 billion shares had cast their votes, Adani Transmission said in a stock exchange update. The largest private power transmission and distribution company in India is also close to achieving a financial closure of Rs. 1,700 crore for its Mumbai transmission line project. The financing, expected to close by July end, is being provided by a consortium of 9 global banks through an international construction facility. The proceeds would be used to set up 400-kilowatt substation and transmission lines in Maharashtra. Meanwhile, Barring Private Equity Asia EQT and private equity fund Chris Capital have acquired Credila Financial Services from Housing Development Finance Corporation, HDFC, for Rs. 9,060.5 crore. In addition, HDFC Credila will receive a subscription amount of up to Rs. 2,003.61 crore as a part of the proposed transaction. The agreement was executed on Monday, and the education loan company is being acquired by two groups of entities. These are Copworn, Moss Investments, Defati Investments Holding, and Infinity Partners. Copworn is a part of Barring Private Equity Asia EQT. Moss Investments, Defati Investments Holdings, and Infinity Partners are part of Chris Capital. Moving on, the Centre has asked state governments to approve changes to their respective goods and services tax laws by October to enable the setting up of an appellate tribunal with its principal bench in Delhi. The tribunal will have benches across states by December. Parliament had given its nod to changes in the GST law in March. A senior official told FE, quote, "We are trying to get amendments approved by all state legislative assemblies by October so that we can start constituting tribunal benches," unquote. The tribunal will help quickly resolve disputes relating to the key indirect tax and boost tax collections, addressing concerns of both the industry and tax authorities. On to economy, the US may try to push India for a deeper engagement with the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity and also join the trade part of negotiations in the 14-nation bloc during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to that country from June 21st to June 23, according to trade experts. International trade expert and former professor at Jawaharlal Nehru University, Biswajit Dhar, said, quote, "On IPEF, India has been a bit wary. The US will expect India to participate more," unquote. India has opted out of the trade part of the negotiations of the IPEF bloc, which accounts for 40% of world's GDP and 28% of world's trade in goods and services. IPEF has 14 members: Australia, Brunei Darussalam, Fiji, India, Indonesia, Japan, Korea, Malaysia, New Zealand, US, Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. In some more economy news, after a sluggish progress following late onset over the Kerala coast on June 8 and cyclonic storm Biparjoy crossing its path, conditions are becoming favourable for the southwest monsoon to move to parts of South Peninsula, Bihar, Odisha, West Bengal, Jharkhand and eastern Uttar Pradesh over the next 2 to 3 days, weather forecasters said Monday. According to India Meteorological Department, the monsoon deficit has narrowed to 33% on Monday from 47% in June 16 due to heavy rainfall in Gujarat and Rajasthan after the effect of the cyclonic storm Biparjoy. The cumulative rainfall across the country, according to India Meteorological Department, during June 1st, 19 has been 33% less than the benchmark long period average. In terms of regional variations, monsoon deficiency has been 56% in central India and 61% in South Peninsula so far. Over to market, International Financial Services Centres Authority Chairman Injeri Srinivas Ahmedabad on Monday inaugurated a logo for GIFT Nifty, the new identity given to SGX Nifty. A website for GIFT Exchange was also launched on the occasion at Gift City here. The SGX Nifty will come to exist as Gift Nifty from July 3rd. This is an initiative of NSE9 and SGX that enables Gift Nifty orders from SGX members to be routed to the NSE IFSC for trading and execution with clearing and settlement through SGX Derivatives Clearing. Inaugurating the logo, International Financial Services Centers Authority Chairman said, "What IT has done for India, the finance sector has the same potential." Srinivas said the IFSCA aims to develop the IFSC as a global gateway for inbound and outbound requirements of international financial services. Lastly, let's see what stocks are in focus today. You need to watch out for HDFC AMC, IIFL Securities, HDFC, Sun Pharma, Interglobe Aviation, ITC, and Canfin Homes. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.